弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
当我哋要预备今日信息嘅时候咧，呢两首诗歌就跑到我脑海里边。
As I was preparing for the message this morning, these were the two hymns that entered my mind.
如果我哋去网上寻找390首嘅来源嘅时候咧。
If we go online to search for the origin of hymn 390,
讲不出个来源在边度。
You won't be able to find it.
但是咧，佢却讲出喺1940年代，喺一次愤青会嘅里边，你要唱呢首诗歌。
But it will tell you that in the 1940s, there was a revival, and they sung this hymn.
当他们来唱这首诗歌再唱再唱的时候众人都开始流起泪上来。
And as they sang, and they sang it over and over again, the people began to shed tears.
那个道呢都不需要讲。
And no longer was a message needed to be preached.
连续跟着有十日很多人很多人很多人来聚会。
And 10 days after, there were many, many people who went to this meeting.
众人涌进主的国度。
And there were all these crowds, many that crowded the Savior's kingdom.
世界有誰遲?
But who?
第二行。
But many seek, few receive. I'm sorry. Few would suffer loss.
果然喺嗰次嘅聚會之後。
And in fact, after that time's meeting,
好多人賣曬身家去好遠嘅地方。奉獻全家去好遠嘅地方，嚟到荒無嘅地方嚟到傳福音。
That many sold all their belongings and their possessions, and they went to preach the gospel.
福音大大喺北方嗰度嚟到開展。
And because of this, the gospel was brought to the north and it was opened.
頭先我哋唱第二首嗰度嘅時候，講到浮名利虛榮華。
And the second hymn that we sang, it spoke about how we would forego worldly gains. They would all be dross.
真係嗰個時代政權改變，一陣間佢哋所有嘅全部都失去。
And in fact, during that time period, at a moment's notice, because of the change in the government, all things could be lost.
佢哋及時嘅嚟到擺上。
And so, in time, they were able to give up themselves.
第二首詩歌，其實我唔知喺邊度嚟嘅。
That second hymn, I'm not sure where the origin, where it came from.
我意思，我唔知喺詩歌本邊度啊。
Actually, I don't know where it was in the hymn book.
但當我嚟安靜嘅時候呢個 melody 就嚟，呢個音樂就嚟。
But as I quieted myself down, this melody, the melody of this hymn, came to me.
就係後邊唱咗嗰三句相同嘅，光明永無邊，光明永無邊。
And it was the melody of the last three lines, the last line, the repetition of "There's a crown for me, a bright crown for me, yes, a crown for me."
我想嘅時候裏邊好感動。
And when I thought of this, I was really moved.
無論如何，神係要我哋得冠冕，並且呢個冠冕好榮耀。
And this is God's desire for us to all receive a crown, and not just a crown, but a glorious crown.
我们祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，真的在我们的心的里面，主啊，叫我们凡事，主啊，我都没有怨言，没有争论，主啊，都凡事都在我们的心的里面。主啊，你自己嘅美意喺嗰度嚟到运行，要成就你自己嘅美意。
Lord, that deep within our hearts there would be no grumblings, no reasoning, but that your will, your beautiful will, would be accomplished.
主啊，主啊，你嘅美意唔系我哋嘅意思。
And we know it's your good will, it's not our will.
按着我嘅肉体系如此。
And this is according to our flesh, it's weak.
但主啊，愿意你嘅美意成为我哋美意。
But that your good will would be our will.
主啊，愿意主啊，你嘅美丽从我哋身上边嚟显现。
That your beauty would be seen in us。
主啊，经过十架。
Through the cross。
得着荣耀。
To gain glory。
祝福你自己话语。
Bless your own words.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
我先来看一节圣经，在哥林多后书十二章一到二节。
Let's turn to a passage in the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
十二章
chapter 12,
第一节
verse 1.
我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的，如今我要说到主的显现和启示。
Boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord.
中文呢，说我现在要讲到主的显现和启示。
So in the Chinese, it speaks of the revelation and the vision from the Lord.
英文呢，是主的异象和启示。
So in the English, it's a little bit different. It speaks of vision and revelation.
我们是根据原文的。
According to the original text.
是保罗现在讲到主的异象和启示。
So we want to speak of the visions and the revelations of the Lord.
早晨，我想跟弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们，要交通到异象。
So this morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters about visions.
当然有都讲到启示。
We'll speak also about revelation.
并且我哋点样样嚟到进到嗰个异象实际嘅当中。
How we are to enter into the practicality of that vision?
喺特会当中，我哋听到弟兄同我哋交通，话我哋每个人都必须要有异象。
And we heard during the conference, brothers shared about how each one of us need to have a vision.
我们很多人就觉得我都没看见什么，有什么异象呢？
And so many of us think, well, I've never seen anything. What vision are you talking about?
今天是这个异象叫我们一同来聚会的。
In fact, this is a vision that allows us to all come here to meet together.
民无异象，人无异象，民就分散。
Because if,
若果没有异象,
if there is no vision, the people would perish.
在, 旧约的里面, 是很多异象是看得见的。
In the Old Testament, many of the visions were visible.
所以我们会觉得, 异象一定是眼看见。
So we must think that all these visions must be something we can see with our naked eye.
保罗呢度讲到异象，又讲到启示。
So here Paul speaks of visions and revelations.
其实咧，异象就系启示，启示就系异象。
In fact, the vision is a revelation. Likewise, revelation is also a vision.
我哋可以举一啲嘅例子，但唔能够全时间，因为时间关系吓。
And we'll give a few examples, but we cannot spend our entire time on these examples.
我哋知道摩西喺呢个。火烧嘅荆棘嗰度，你要睇见异象。
We know that Moses saw a vision in the burning bush.
以赛亚书第六章，以赛亚睇见天开。
We know in Elijah chapter 6, Elijah saw the heavens open.
神嘅宝座高高喺天上边。
And the throne of heaven was high above everything in heaven.
睇见撒拉弗喺嗰度。
And he saw the seraphim
四活物,
and the four living creatures.
我们在, 新约当中, 彼得见异象, 天上边有大布, 载着很多的活物过来。
And we know that Peter saw a vision of a white cloth coming down, and all the living creatures on it.
都是看见的。
And he saw it.
但是更多的呢是一些异象呢是不是眼看见。
But then there are those visions that we do not see with our eye.
我先讲看得见的异象。
So we first speak of those that we can see.
神将异象赐给人，不单单叫人看见，并且呢是有吩咐的，有要求。
When God gives us, gives man a vision, it's not just the vision itself, but there are instructions, commandments that go with it.
并且 比異象得著的人呢，他們的人生都有很大的改變。
And those who have been captured by this vision, their entire lives are transformed.
荊棘燒著卻沒有被燒毀，耶和華在其中。
And that burning bush that was burning but was not consumed, the Lord Jehovah was in its midst.
神吩咐摩西去带以色列人离开埃及，进迦南，到山上边去服侍佢。
And so the Lord commanded Moses to save his people to escape from Egypt into the land of Canaan to worship and to serve him on the mountain.
果然啊，摩西就系咁样样一生就被转过嚟，就跟随神。
And because of that, Moses' life was entirely transformed and turned around to follow after Jesus, the Lord.
这个异象对摩西来讲，不单只是异象，也都是神的启示，神的吩咐。
Not only this vision was something that Moses saw, but it was a revelation and a commandment.
并且他接受了。
And Moses accepted.
将一生放在这个异象当中。
And he placed his entire life into this vision.
他不再是那个王子，亦都唔再係嗰個牧羊人。
No longer was he a prince of Egypt. No longer was he a shepherd.
以賽亞
，Elijah，
睇見天開了。
When he saw the heavens open，
睇見我係一個不潔嘅人。
And he saw that he was unclean。
天上邊有聲音，誰肯為我去呢
？And there was a voice from heaven.Who is willing to go for me?
以賽亞起來回應神，我願意去。
And Elijah rose up and said, I am willing, send me.
所以你睇見喺呢個異象嘅裏面有睇見。
And when you see, when we talk about these visions, there is a seeing.
但係天上邊有聲音。
But there is also a voice from heaven.
有啟示。
A revelation.
以賽亞個心接受咗呢個啟示
，and Elijah he accepted this revelation。
佢就將佢一生願意咁嚟到擺上嚟到跟隨神。
And he was willing to offer his entire life to follow the Lord。
彼得
，Peter，
睇見本來明白有各樣嘅潔淨不潔淨活物喺大埔當中從天上邊降落嚟。
And he did not understand what it meant when he had these clean and unclean animals coming down on a screen, a sheet, a white sheet from heaven.
但天上边有启示。
But there was a revelation from heaven.
彼得，彼得。
Peter, Peter.
起来宰了吃。
Rise up and kill and eat.
主啊，唔可以噶，我一生从未吃过不洁净。
And he said, "But Lord, I cannot. I have never eaten anything unclean in my life."
如此重複咗三次，
and this
就收翻上天。
Was repeated three times, and then the sheet went back up to heaven.
詳細唔講啦。
We won't go into detail.
但係之後彼得就明白咗。
But it was after that Peter understood.
呢個福音唔單止係俾猶太人，都係俾佢哋所認為唔潔淨嘅外邦人。
The gospel was for not only the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, who the Jews thought of as unclean.
So he 对神国度的睇法就完全嘅要被扭转。
And so the angle which he saw the Lord completely changed.
呢啲系我哋知道又睇见又听见嘅。
And so we know these are visions that were seen, but then there were voices and commandments that were heard as well.
但係更多嘅係並冇睇見嘅，但係佢係異象。
But there are even more that are unseen, but are also visions.
我哋都查過以斯拉尼希米佢哋起嚟從巴比倫。帶領呢啲漁民翻去嚟到建造。
So we know we've read about Ezra and Nehemiah and how they brought back the remnant to rebuild the temple.
佢哋嘅一生 有好大嘅改變。
Their entire lives went through a great change.
有係做酒政嘅。
One was a cupbearer to the king.
一個係作文士嘅。
And the other one was a scribe.
過好舒適嘅生活。
They lived very comfortable lives.
但係點解願意翻到去人生之後有咁大嘅改變，放棄一切？
Why were they willing to give up everything and have such a drastic change in their life?
我哋話呢啲人係有異象嘅。
And we say that these they experienced vision.
我想問一個問題。
I want to ask a question.
佢哋有睇見咩異象
？What vision did they see?
冇。
They didn't see a specific vision.
聖經冇話俾我哋聽佢睇見咩異象。
The scriptures don't tell us any specific thing that they saw.
個起源乃係但以理睇見耶利米書七十年。時間滿足，可以回歸，可以重建。
And the origin came from when Daniel saw in the book of Jeremiah that after 70 years that the people can return to rebuild the temple.
佢哋嘅異象係從神嘅話而嚟嘅。
Their vision came from the word of God.
並冇咩特別嘅特顯出嚟俾佢眼睛嚟睇見。
There was nothing specific that they saw with their eyes.
如果你記得喺水門嗰度。百姓嚟到要求以斯拉，你要讀神嘅話俾佢哋聽。
If you recall, when the people at the water gate requested Ezra to read the word of God to them,
唔係教會要開咩特會。
It wasn't because the church wanted to have a special conference.
乃係民眾能夠明白嘅人，佢哋要求要聽神嘅話。
It was just the people there who understood and wanted to hear the word of God.
当我们听完神的话之后，他们大哭啊，全体大哭。
After they heard the word of God, they cried out, all crying out loud.
这个是在民众里面的一个很大很大的复兴。
And this was a great revival among the people.
他们就一起起来守这个柱棚子。
And then so they all rose up and the Feast of Booths. So they observed the Feast of Booths.
耶和華的喜樂的喜悅是我們的力量。
And it's the joy of the Lord is our strength.
神的榮耀在那裡來顯現。
The glory of God was manifest there.
他們有沒有看見什麼？
Did they see any specific vision? No, they didn't see anything.
他們這個有很大的改變，生命。
But this had a great transformation in their life.
是从哪里来的这个异象?
Where did this vision come from?
这个异象是从神的话而来的。
This came from the word of God.
所以所有弟兄姊妹里面要明确一件事情，我们特别在新约的今天，我们说我们每个人都应该有异象。
So we want you to understand, especially in today, the new covenant, we all need to have a vision.
但这个异象你，我不敢否定有一天你看见什么东西，但在新约的里面呢，是从神的话来的。
So I'm not going to say yes or no to something you might see physically, but according to the New Testament, it was based on the word of God.
有很多例子可以举，我举一些我们认识的人。
There are many examples. I'll give a few that we know of.
我從來咧冇聽到，應該咁講，我哋王國顯弟兄咧係有異象嘅人。
I've never heard that our brother Wong was one who had a specific vision.
我哋嘅王弟兄咧係一個有異象嘅人。
But our brother Wong is one who has seen a vision, has vision.
江守道弟兄都係一個有異象嘅人。
Brother Stephen Kong is also one with vision.
王弟兄一生就是讲神永远的旨意，讲神的家，基督的身体。
And Brother Wong was one who spoke about the eternal purpose of God and the house of God.
神基督的身体。
The body of Christ.
但我呢啲年间我从来冇听过王弟兄见到乜嘢嘅异象。
But throughout the years, I never heard of anyone saying that Brother Wong saw some specific vision.
但我卻知道王弟兄的異象是從以弗所書來的。
But I know, according to what I know, his vision came from the book of Ephesians.
當弟兄佢自己講，佢係佢嘅意象係從邊度嚟嘅？如果你睇佢嘅書嘅話
，And if you've read the book on Brother Stephen Kong, you will know that he knows where his vision came from.
佢話有一次啊打仗嘅時候，佢逃到一個地方好安靜，佢就睇呢個史伯克弟兄講關於基督嘅書。
And so during wartime, he escaped to a place who was very peaceful, calm, and he heard a message from Brother T. Austin Sparks.
啊，佢睇见啊，从佢嘅书里边，佢睇见到基督嘅 immensity， 基督嗰个宏大。
And from that message or that book, he understood, he saw the immensity of Christ.
佢话从此佢就起嚟传讲基督。
And so from then on.He preached on Christ.
啊，並且佢知道係傳之不盡嘅。
And he knew that it was inexhaustible.
嗯，我舉呢兩個弟兄咧，意思就係話，原來我哋嗱嘅異象係從神嘅話而嚟嘅，弟兄們嘅異象係從神嘅話而嚟嘅，並非佢睇見一啲咩嘢。
So I give these two examples to illustrate that it wasn't something that they saw with their eyes, but it was from the Word of God.
所以點解鼓勵大家讀聖經
？It's why we encourage you to read the Bible。
點解鼓勵弟兄姊妹要讀屬靈書啊
？Why do we encourage you to read spiritual books？
啊，我哋啊以為單單淨係讀聖經，你睇下個弟兄係睇屬靈書嘅眼睛得開嘅。
Because we see for Brother Kong, it wasn't just reading scripture, but he was reading a spiritual book。
我哋嚟到睇啊一節嘅聖經。在这个腓立比书第一章
Let's turn to a passage in the Bible, Philippians chapter 1.
第九节和第十节
Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的在日期滿足的時候，使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督裏邊同歸於一。
This is Philippians chapter 1.
Ephesians. Sorry. 以弗所書。
Sorry. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth, in Him.
你要知道喺聖經裏邊嘅異象，其實你諗深一層，全部係指著神永遠旨意嘅成就嚟到出嚟嘅。
That if you think of carefully, all the visions that you see in Scripture is all based around.The fullness or the administration of Christ,
啊，神永远嘅旨意
of His eternal of the eternal purpose of God.
真系噶，就算乎摩西带以色列人出埃及，其实就一步一步一步带到今日嘅教神嘅旨意一路往前行嘅。
That even if you look back at Moses and his vision, it was once a step by step towards this summing up of all things according to the eternal purpose of God.
神乐意将佢嘅儿子启示喺我哋心嘅里边。
That it was pleasing to God to reveal His Son in Him.
所以讲到啊，圣经里边嘅异象咧，系同神嘅旨意系好有关系。
So when we speak of the visions in the Bible, it has a lot to do with the eternal purpose of God.
雖然咧喺舊約裏邊，藉著先知多次多方嘅嚟到向我哋講論。
And through the prophets in the Old Testament, many times it was revealed, spoken to us.
係啊，多次多方啊。
And in many ways, in many different shapes and forms.
每一個先知所講論到神嘅旨意或者佢嘅異象咧，都係片面嘅。唔係全部嘅，但加埋咧係一齊嘅。
All the different revelations from the prophets in the Old Testament are just in part, and all of them put together, you see the whole.
但係咧，神卻喺呢個末世咧，藉著佢自己嘅兒子向我哋嚟到講話。
But in these last days, He speaks to us directly through His Son.
並且不再向我哋隱藏。
No longer does He hide it from us.
意象聯想神嘅旨意，亦都聯想基督。
Vision is connected with the eternal purpose of God, which is connected to Christ.
所以我哋點解剛才讀呢兩節聖經咧
？So why did we just read these last two verses?
要照所安排嘅，喺日期滿足嘅時候，使天上地上一切所有嘅都喺基督裏邊同歸於一。
And suitable to the fullness of times, that summing up of all things in Christ.
意思就係有一日基督要完全嘅嚟到管理，基督要作頭。
That one day Christ will be head and govern over all things.
乜嘢叫做喺基督裏邊同歸於一咧
？What does it mean to have everything summed up in Christ？
唔係講到而家呢個世界度又有同性戀又有罪惡，全部都同歸於一，唔係咁嘅意思。
Does it mean that all the corruption, all the bad things are all being summed up together？
我哋好熟悉一節嘅聖經，律法嘅總歸就是愛。
And so we're familiar with the passage is
the end
of the law is love.
意思就係話律法方方面面，雖然你讀落去冇講出嚟，但係佢嘅就係表現神就係愛。
So it doesn't say explicitly, but all the laws and commandments is to express the love of God.
係咪啊？如果你去讀律法嘅時候咧，你會讀得到愛喺裏邊嘅。
That if you go look at the laws, you see love in it.
你哋唔好攞盡各盡嗰啲禾嗰啲物啊，要留啲俾啲寄居嘅。
When you sow, do not take everything, leave some for the travelers and the foreigners.
好多好多講唔盡，你讀聖經要讀得出呢一樣出嚟。
So there's so many little laws and details, but we cannot go into each one.
律法嘅總歸就係愛。
And the end of the law is love.
天上地下所有一切嘅都要歸到基督嘅裏面。
The things in heaven and things on earth all will be summed up in Christ.
即係話有一日。所有嘅人事物，佢所表現出嚟嘅就係基督。
That everything today is to be manifest in Christ。
如果我用教會嚟講嚇
，to give the use the church as an example。
教會係盛裝神榮耀豐富嘅。
And the church is to contain。The fullness of God.
但你如果你聽剛才講好多次，乜嘢係教會
？And but you've heard Brother Kong say, well, what is the church? What is the church?
記唔記得佢話係就係彼得裏邊嘅基督減去彼得係咪啊？嘅自己。
It is the Christ in Peter minus Peter.
係再加上約翰裏邊嘅基督。再減上去約翰嘅自己
，and it's in addition to the Christ in John minus John。
意思就係我哋裡面有幾多基督嘅成分或者基督嘅美德啊？呢啲先算數嘅，其他唔會跑到嗰、那個合嗰、那個啊。合喺歸喺佢嘅裏面。
So whatever we have in whatever Christ we have in us, whatever virtue of Christ that we have in us, that is the only thing that counts, that will be gathered up together.
如果你去讀到呢個啟示錄嘅時候，你就睇到。
And when you read in Revelation, then you'll see
神用咩嘢去度呢個新城。
What did God used to measure this new city.
神係用金為子去度。
And God used a golden reed.
為子係好軟弱嘅。
A reed is very soft.
但佢係金嘅。
Yet it was made out of gold.
你睇見嘛？呢個係神嘅性格嚟嘅。
This is the character of God.
壓傷嘅蘆葦佢唔折斷。
A bruised reed he will not break.
開心嘅人有福了。
Blessed are those who are meek.
係啦，好似葦子咁樣。
Just as a reed is.
但係佢係基督嘅性格。
But this we know is the character of Christ.
基督嘅美德。
The virtue of Christ.
呢個城係用寶石，係用碧玉，係用珍珠嚟到建造。
And we know this city is made of precious gems, made of jade and pearls.
黃金碧玉嚟到建造。
It's made of gold and jasper.
全部都係表現神屬性嘅材料。
And all these material speak of the nature of God.
城外有犬類，你要讀啟示錄嘅時候，城外有犬類。
So outside the city there was dogs.
係，所以咧喺呢個城嘅度係有分別嘅。
So there within the city there are these separation differences.
所有唯有屬於基督嘅能夠好似以弗所書第十節呢度所講。
So all things that belong to Christ, just as it says here in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 1.
天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。这个所有的就是所有属基督的所有基督属性的在他里面能够同归于一。
So when it says there, and things in heaven and things on earth, all will be summed up in Christ, meaning all things of Christ will be summed up.
这个是神给我们的启示。亦都係俾我哋曉得佢嘅旨意，並不隱藏嘅。
This is the revelation that God has for us, and it's not hidden.
啊，咁你話應該個個都知道神嘅旨意啦，我都聽咗好多年啦。
Well, you can say that we've heard this for so many years, and we all know what the purpose, eternal purpose of God is.
啊，但係當你嚟到呢、這個啊啟示錄嘅第講到魯底加教會嘅時候，你就會發覺。
And when you come to Revelation, and it speaks of the church at Laodicea,
啟示錄嘅第三章
Revelation chapter 3,
第十八節
verse 18,
我勸你向我買火煉嘅金子，叫你富足；又買白衣穿上，叫你赤身嘅羞恥不露出來；又買眼藥擦你嘅眼睛，使你能看見。
I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that your shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
看啊，这个第二十节，三章二十节，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的。我要進到他那裏去，我與他，他與我一同坐席。
Verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
你話啊，魯底加教會有冇啟示？有冇看見
？Did the church at Laodicea see anything? Did they have a vision?
佢哋都應該讀過以弗所書嘅。
I believe they've read that epistle.To the Ephesians.
同大家在座嘅一樣，都讀過。
And just as we are all seated here, we've read the book of Ephesians.
啊，但係咧，聖經話佢哋冇睇見。
And yet we see here, Scripture tells us that they did not see.
盼望佢哋能夠聽見。
And hopes that they may see.
They may hear.
They may hear.
嗯，買眼藥，擦你嘅眼睛，使你能看見。
And by eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
若有听见我声音嘅就开门。
Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door.
如果佢哋听见，主就唔会喺门外。
If they were able to hear, then the Lord would not be outside the door.
所以老底嘉教会同今日教会系一样嘅。
The church at Laodicea and the church today is the same.
睇系睇见，却冇睇见。
We could see, but we don't really see.
听系听见，却冇听见。
We hear, but we don't really hear.
好似头先我哋唱嗰首诗歌。
Just as the hymn we sang earlier.
众人涌进主国度。
Many crowd the kingdom of the Savior.
有一次有弟兄问。有邊個願意進天國嘅？
And there was a brother who once asked, "Who is willing to enter into the kingdom of heaven?"
我哋都覺得好多餘啊，問呢句問題。
And we thought, "Well, that's a silly question to ask."
個個都想願意進天國。
Everyone would wish to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
佢問呢句問題嘅時候，我裏邊就呢首詩歌就嚟，十架小人扶。
And then, so this hymn came immediately to mind that the cross many will not bear.
你今日問邊個願意進天國？個個都願意進天國。
Everyone who you ask is willing to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
众人涌进主国度，十架小人扶。
Many crowd the Savior's kingdom, but few will bear his cross.
我哋觉得又系一次聚会。
And we feel it's another special meeting.
我已经听过好多。
And we've heard it many times.
我哋唔单止我哋喺地上边富足。
Not only are we rich here in this world.
我哋属灵嘅个知识都好富足。
In spiritual knowledge, we are also very rich.
I'd
rather just live my life. In the US, it's so comfortable, even wars won't reach here. Even there are no poor because the poor have things to eat as well. We're no longer even interested in spiritual books. And indeed, this is true.
这个就是今天教会的光景。
This is the condition of the church today.
我已经够了。
I've had enough.
我已经富足，一样都不缺。
I'm full, I lack nothing.
所以我看不见，听不见。
And so it is that we hear not and we see not.
我们没有那个饥渴。
We no longer have that hunger.
你何时说会去读一些很深的属灵书，读到敏感，将它扔到垃圾桶，好像我的书顶一样。
When would you go and read a spiritual book to the point where you're so frustrated you would throw it into the trash like our brother's son? No, none.
因为我的态度不是这样。
Because our attitude is not like this.
我是读圣经。
When we read the Bible,
我都不会去画，去画。
We wouldn't take notes or write.
去画。
Oh, sorry. To dig into it.
你冇咁嘅態度，你點樣樣希望神能夠將佢指向你打開
？If you don't have this attitude, how is it that the Lord will reveal Himself to you？
啊，冇講到要背十架。
We don't even need to speak about bearing the cross。
但係神卻喺啟示裏邊向七個教會都係講同一句説話。
And in Revelation, God spoke the same words to all seven churches。
凡有意嘅。就应当听。
If anyone hears, anyone with ear, hear my voice.
向七个教会都咁讲。
And he says the same thing to all, seven churches.
圣灵向众教会所说嘅话，凡有耳嘅就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear. This was the Spirit, says to the seven churches.
然之后跟住讲，得胜嘅就系点点点点点。
Which follows those who overcome, and he gives certain conditions.
就是被賞賜的。
And they will be rewarded.
所以我們知道教會到這樣的光景是失敗的。
And we know when the church is in this condition, it's failed.
但是神的旨意卻不失敗。
Yet the purpose of God does not fail.
我不知道我們在座當中有多少個是願意應神的呼召。
I don't know among us how many are willing to accept the call of God.
你要作得胜者。
To be an overcomer.
圣经讲的都是很正面。
And it's very clear what the scripture says.
圣经不跟我们讲失败者。
The Bible tells us those who failed.
但我们知道这些都是少数的。
Yet we know these are small in number.
神在教会当中呼召那些 其實我哋都係有意嘅，但係呢個係我哋嘅態度嘅問題。
In fact, we all have an ear, but it's a matter of our attitude.
唔係有啲人特別個耳係靈一啲，唔係。
It isn't so that some people's ears are sharper; they can hear better.
乃係我哋聽咗之後，我哋願唔願意將自己擺進呢個異象當中？
But the matter is whether or not when we hear, are we willing to place ourselves into the vision?
神向呢七個教會所要求嘅得勝者所要求嘅，全部要付代價嘅。
All seven churches, what God has wanted from these churches, for these overcomers, they all need to give up something.
叫我哋至死忠心。
That we need to be faithful unto death.
你係忠心我會，但至死忠心，你願唔願意？
You can say, yes, I will willing to be faithful, but faithful unto death?
得勝嘅有神嘅名寫喺額頭上邊。
Those who overcome have the name of God on their foreheads.
又有一個新名要賜過俾佢。
And it's a life that they've been given.
有新嘅名字啊。
And they have a new name.
當你讀到去聖城裏邊嘅時候，嗰啲人個額頭上邊係有基督嘅名、羔羊嘅名喺上邊嘅。
And when you read about the new city and the people there, they have the name of the Lamb on their foreheads.
呢啲人係帶著基督嘅名片，係代表神嘅。
These who carry the name of Christ are for God. These are all overcomers. And they can represent Christ. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄勝過他，是因羔羊的血和自己所見證的道。他們雖至於死，也不愛惜性命。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
原來我哋喺呢個地上邊，我哋有敵人。
When we're here in this world, we have an enemy.
我哋嘅敵人就係魔鬼。
We know our enemy is Satan.
我嘅敵人就係呢個世界。
We know our enemy is this world.
但係我哋能夠勝過佢。
But we are able to overcome these.
係因著羔羊嘅血。
And this is because of the blood of the Lamb.
我哋唔係單單我哋得救嘅時候，我係需要羔羊嘅血。
It's not only when we first saved that we need the blood of the Lamb.
我哋何等需要我哋裏邊貼近主嘅時候，我哋真係知道我哋時時刻刻我哋需要羔羊嘅血嚟潔淨。
When we draw near to the Lord, we know that it is constantly that we need this blood of the Lamb to cleanse us.
同埋佢呢度唔係講話羔羊所見證嘅道，係我哋自己所見證嘅道。
And here it doesn't say the testimony of the Lamb, but here it says the word of their testimony.
这个道呢，是讲紧神的话。
And here when it says the word, it's the word of God.
意思是我们跟随神的人，我们成为一帮见证的人。
We who follow after God are ones who are witness for him.
我们见证到一个地步，就是说神的话呢，不是只有讲字的。神的话是在我身上边是活出来的。
And this testimony is not just of words, but it is lived out in our lives.
并且因着神的话在我们身上边活出来，到一个地步是什么？虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And this word of God, we follow to the point of what? What does it say here? Unto death.
这个就是基督的美德。
This is the virtue of Christ.
神是用荣耀和美德来照我们。
And we have been called by glory and by his virtue.
我们不是一重生就有荣耀的。
We are not filled with glory just when we are reborn.
我们也不是一重生我们就有基督的美德的。
When we are born again, we do not automatically have the virtue of Christ.
但是我们却有这个可以得着神荣耀和得 得锻炼得基督嘅美德嘅生命。
But we do have this life that is capable of having the virtue of Christ, having the glory of God.
好似个 BB 仔，佢需要长大。
Just as a baby needs to grow.
唔信主嘅人，佢从佢嘅生命唔可能得着神嘅荣耀，亦唔可能有基督嘅美德。
Those who are not born again, they do not have the ability to have the glory of God or to have the virtue of Christ.
但从我哋重生嗰日开始，我哋有一个咁样可以达到得到神嘅荣耀、得到神嘅美德嘅生命。但系呢个需要我哋嚟摆上。
But we, on the day we were born again, are able to have the virtue of Christ, have the glory of God, but we need to grow.
需要我们付代价。
We need to pay a price.
所以神是用这个来召我们。
And this is what God uses to call us.
所以你记得我弟兄们说，当神满意的时候，神的荣耀就在那里彰显。
Just as our brethren shared, that when God is satisfied, then that is when the glory of God is manifest.
如果神，如果我们退后离开的时候，有没有神的荣耀？没有荣耀。虽然你是信主。
Even though we may believe in Christ, but if we fall back, then we will not be able to have the glory of God.
美德更加不需要讲了。
And not even to speak of his virtue.
如果你读彼得的书信，你就知道。
You'll see this if we read the book of Peter.
有咗呢样，有加嗰样，有嗰样，又再加上第二样，最尾就到爱啦，系嘛
？You see that if you have this and you add on this, and at the end you have love.
啊，所以美德唔系一开始我哋就有。
So we know that the virtue of Christ is not something we automatically have. It needs to be trained and gained.
我哋需要见证神嘅话，活出成为一个见证人。
We need to be a testimony for the word of God, to be a witness.
好了，启示录没办法讲下去，最后就讲我们怎么样，我们如果是这样去看见这个异象，我们究竟怎样能够进入这个异象的实际当中。
So we can't go on with Revelation, but we can talk about this vision and how do we enter, accept and enter into this vision.
我们来看马太福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
第二十四节。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
我们在特会里面听到很多次，三个弟兄都讲，如果冇经过十字架，所有嘅讲到达到荣耀嘅都系虚嘅，都系假嘅，唔实际嘅。
All the brothers shared that during the conference that if not by the way of the cross, all this glory is fake. It's not real.
我哋知道主耶稣向门徒嚟讲，我就是道路、真理同埋生命，若不藉着我，冇人能到父那里去。
And we know that the Lord spoke with his disciples and told them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
主耶稣是那条道路。
We know that Jesus is that way.
那个真理是要活出来的。
That reality, that truth has to be lived out.
刚才就说见证那个真理的道。
The word of the testimony we spoke of earlier.
24节是这么说的。
In verse 24 it says,
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
你知道在主耶稣讲向这个彼得讲这句话之前呢？彼得是拒绝主耶稣上十字架。
We know that before Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, Peter had did not want Jesus to go onto the cross.
你在前边二十二节、二十三节睇得到嘅。
We read a little bit earlier, verses 23 and 22. You see that.
主耶稣话佢上十字架，彼得点讲啊？ 主啊，万万不可。
And so, Jesus said he was going to go on to the cross, and Peter said, "No, you cannot do this."
我系你我搵手指摄住佢啊！我系再嚟去睇约翰福音第十三章。
We're going to come back to this passage here, but first let's turn to the Gospel according to John.
第十三章。
Gospel according to John, chapter 13.
第三十六节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verse 36.
约翰福音十三章三十六节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verse 36.
西门彼得问耶稣说：主往哪里去？耶稣回答说：我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where dost thou go? Jesus answered, Where I go, thou cannot go follow me now, but thou shalt follow me after.
彼得说：主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。
And Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not go where you go? I will lay down my life for thee.
耶稣说：你愿意为我舍命吗？
And Jesus,
我实实在在的告诉你，鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。
And Jesus answered, Thou wilt lay down my life, thy life for me? Verily, verily, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
彼得要想跟耶稣。
Peter wanted to follow Jesus.
但是他要跟的耶稣是一个没有十字架的耶稣。
But this Jesus here was one without the cross.
他要跟的耶稣是没有上十字架的耶稣。
The Jesus that he wants to follow is the Jesus that has without going on the cross, that has not gone on the cross.
所以他都是要一个不经十字架而跟随耶稣的人。
And here he wanted to follow a Christ that had not gone to the cross.
头先喺马太福音，佢系拒绝耶稣上十字架。
And in Matthew earlier, Peter did not want Christ, Jesus, to go onto the cross.
啊，耶稣就同佢讲：你若要跟从我，就必须舍己，背起你嘅十字架嚟跟从我。
And so Jesus replied that if you do want to follow me, you need to deny yourself and pick up your cross.
但是在这个时候彼得他不能够。
And we know that Peter here at this point, he was not able to.
耶稣说，我所去的地方，你现在不能够去。
Jesus said, where I go, you cannot go right now.
圣经 是怎么说的？ 读圣经。
Where I go, thou cannot follow me now.
你要记得，圣经是讲 follow, 跟随。
And it says here, follow, to follow me.
我去后来，你现在不能够跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Where I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me after.
我通常读呢节圣经咧，哦，而家唔能够跟耶稣上天堂，以后跟耶稣上天堂啦。
So we think, oh, we can't be where Jesus is now in heaven. We'll be with him in heaven someday.
其实仲有深一层嘅意思。
There is a much deeper meaning.
而家你彼得系一个唔能够背十字架、舍己跟随我嘅人，你而家唔能够跟随我去。
We see here Peter is not one who is able to follow Jesus now to bear his cross.
但是你以后却能够跟从我。
But someday after you will be able to follow me.
因为之后你记得彼得三次不认主之后，主来望他，他悔改。
And we know that when Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus looked at him and Peter repented.
主亦都喺提比利亚海边嚟到挽回彼得。
And we know that by the Sea of Tiberias, Peter was also restored by Jesus.
主并且启示彼得，以后人要绑起你嘅双手，带你往你所唔愿意去嘅地方，你都会跟住去。
And Jesus told Peter that one day you will be bound and go to where you do not wish to go, and you will do it.
你现今要牧养我的羊。
Right now you need to tend my sheep.
彼得就是这样样来到背起十字架之后来到跟随耶稣。
And this is how Peter bore his cross, picked up his cross to follow Jesus.
你看到吗？我们本来对一个跟随一个 無苦無辣唔需要受苦嘅耶穌，亦都願意自己唔受苦唔背十字架，但我卻跟隨耶穌嘅人，好似彼得一樣。呢個我係天性嚟嘅，雖然我信咗主。
Even though we believe in Jesus, this is our nature to be able to follow a Jesus that had not gone on the cross, that could live without suffering.
甚至乎覺得主已經為我哋釘咗十字架，呢個係一個我哋完全享用嘅福氣。我就跟隨一個咁嘅主，呢個十字架同我無關。
And even when we see him go on the cross and we can enjoy this blessing, but to us, we have nothing to do with the cross.
我盼望我哋喺今日之前，我哋唔能夠咁跟隨主，以後我哋能夠咁樣嚟跟隨佢。
And perhaps we're not able to follow Jesus in that way right now, but one day we are able to follow him in such a way.
若有人要跟從我，就當捨己，背起佢嘅十字架嚟跟從我。
If anyone wishes to follow after me, they must deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow me.
人若賺得全世界，就剛才我哋喺馬太福音嗰度嘅。人若賺得全世界，賠上自己嘅生命，有什麼益處呢？
And if we go back to Matthew 16, earlier we read verse 26, For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world?
人還能攞咩嘢嚟換取生命呢？
And suffer the loss of his soul, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人子要在他父的荣耀里面和众圣者降临的时候，使者降临的时候，他要照各人的行为报应各人。
And for the Son of Man is about to come in glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to each according to his doings.
我们会常常用这段圣经来传福音。
And oftentimes we'll use this passage to preach the gospel.
其实我们很多信主人，我都还是要这个世界。
In fact, many who believe in the Lord, we still desire this world.
当然不信主的人，他们要世界，是没有，不得着生命。
And of course, we know that people that do not believe are wanting wanting this world.
但这句说话是向信徒讲的，你哋要背起你哋自己嘅十字架嚟跟从我。
But these words here are spoken to believers that you need to deny yourself and pick up your cross to follow me.
咁点解你要讲到失丧生命啊？我请问。
Why does it say here about losing your life, your soul?
我信咗主，岂不是有生命吗？
Have we already not gained life after we believed in Jesus?
呢度所讲嘅系我哋丰盛嘅生命。
Here it speaks of our abundant life.
系得着嗰个冠冠冕拥护边嗰个生命啊。
And it's about that life, that crown that we are to gain.
你冇呢个嘅生命，你嗰日要得冠冕，点得冠冕啊？
If you're not having this abundant life, you will not gain that crown that day.
神系为我哋预留咗冠冕嘅。
God has prepared and kept a crown waiting for us.
但系你如果丢失咗冠冕咧，系你嘅责任。
But if you lose this crown, it is your responsibility.
不是神的责任。
It is not God's responsibility.
神何等愿意我们每一个都得冠冕。
God desires for each one of us to gain that crown.
但那个失落的冠冕是叫神流泪的。
That if we are to lose this crown, God would shed tears.
是你的责任，不是神的责任。
It is your responsibility, not God's responsibility.
所以你回去好好思想。
When we go back, we need to meditate.
好严肃的一件事情。
It's a very serious matter.
我们今天要什么？
What is it that we desire today?
我要什么生命？
What life do we want to live?
我们是什么生命？
What kind of life?
人若要得着世界，
If man were to gain the whole world,
我们愿意，我们不要爱世界，我们心意更新而变化。
That we would desire to give up this life to be transformed.
但是我们很熟悉罗马书的十二章的第一节。
We're very familiar with Romans chapter 12, first verse.
我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是神所，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，察验神何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
你就知道乜嘢嘢係對付世界啊。
You need to know what it is that deals with this world.
乜嘢係世界嘅對面。
What is the opposite of this world?
世界嘅對面係十字架。
The opposite of this world is the cross.
要對付世界就係十字架。
In order to deal with this world, you need the cross.
不是主耶稣钉的十字架。
It's not the cross that Jesus was nailed on.
就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
And the world has already been crucified on this cross.
就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And according to this world, I've already been crucified on this cross.
这个就是你所要做的。
This is what you must do.
所以读到罗马书十二章嘅时候，照样系咁同我哋讲。
And so when we get to Romans chapter 12, this is what it tells us.
人点样可唔要世界
？How can we to put away the world？
你有一个责任。
You have a responsibility.
主已经作咗。
The Lord already has done it.
但你要作。
And you need to do it.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
To offer up your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
呢个系咪十字架？呢个系十字架。
This is the cross.
系我哋愿意。在十字架道路上，你要跟随主。
And we need to be willing to follow him on this cross.
如果我们没有再将自己献在死的祭坛上边，讲我们不爱世界是虚的。
That if we are not able to place ourselves onto this altar, what we say is false.
你说那个跟随就好像彼得的跟随一样。
This following after Jesus is that of Peter's.
是没有十字架的彼得。
It was a following without the cross.
他不要走十字架道路的彼得。
He was not willing, Peter that was not willing to go the way of the cross.
但彼得说我愿意舍命跟随主啊。
But Peter said, I am willing to give up my life for you, Lord.
但主说鸡叫要先你三次，你不认我啊。
But the Lord told him, when the cock crows three times, you will deny me three times.
如果我们按着我们自己，我们不爱世界，总有一天你要跌倒啊。
That if we do this according to our own ability, we will fall.
每一个人都有他的世界。
We all have our own world.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们再来看一次的圣经。腓立比书。
Turn to one more passage.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
我们正第八节
Philippians chapter 2 verse
8既有人的样子就自己卑微全心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
这样第十二节
Verse
12. 这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，作成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
第十五节尾，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
The end of starting from the end of verse 15, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among you appear as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have no reason to glory because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
神要喺嘅灵要喺我心里边运行，要成就佢嘅美意。
God's spirit in us needs to complete his good will.
英文是怎麼讀啊？第十三節，第十三節尾。
十三節尾 ，OK。Both to will and to work for His good pleasure。
嚇，佢嘅喜悅。
For His pleasure。
你知道我哋去特會翻嚟之後，當神喜悅嘅時候，有咩發生啊
？What happens when God is pleased？
我知道個個都識答啊，有榮耀係咪啊？
Then glory can arrive.
當神喜悅嘅時候，就有榮耀啦。
When God is pleased, then the glory is manifest.
我哋嘅主耶穌係順服，以至於死，死且死喺十字架上邊。
We know that our Lord obeyed to death, death on a cross.
所以第十二節係點講啊？這樣看來，我親愛的弟兄們，你們既是常順服的。
Just as you have always obeyed.
这个顺服要求什么？我想请问。
What does this obedience require?
这个顺服好像主耶稣的顺服一样。
And this obedience is the obedience of Jesus himself.
十字架。
The way of the cross.
十字架。
The cross.
无论保罗在哪里，但我们知道圣灵在那里。
Even though Paul was not in their presence, the Spirit was with them.
要告诉我们，我们要恐惧战惊，作成得救的功夫。
Here tells us we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
哦，救恩要造成的，你究竟讲什么？圣经是这样说，要造成你的救恩。
What does it mean when it says you need to work out your salvation?
不是耶稣基督，耶稣基督救恩已经完成了，你的救恩你需要去 work out。你需要 去作成的。
The salvation of Jesus has been completed, but your salvation you need to work out.
这个不是讲紧我们得救的时候那个救恩。
This is not speaking of our salvation when we first are saved.
我希望大家都明白，这个是讲紧完全的救恩，我们得奖的，能够完成神的旨意，得奖的救恩。
And here it speaks of our complete salvation, the salvation in which results in reward.
所以圣灵在我们心里边，现在讲的实际怎样背十架嘛，你怎样来到进到那个意象里边啊，圣灵在里边来到运行啊。
How does the Spirit in us speak of this vision? How do we enter into the vision?
你记得我孙弟兄就讲了一堂整堂讲圣灵里边感动生命的那个的sensitivity, 生命那个灵敏啊，记不记得？
That brother son spoke of the sensitivity towards the life.
就是你们立志行事，英文怎么说？
That when here you, whether you will to do, both to will and to work.
是啦，你里边有一个意念到要做出来，都是圣灵在你里面来运行。
When you have a thought to do something and then you do it, it's entirely the Spirit working.
为要成就祂的美意，不是你的美意啊。
To complete and to do His good will, not your own good will, your will.
有时祂的美意和我的美意不一样。
And oftentimes His will and our will is at odds.
所以第十四节说，凡你们所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So it reminds us in verse 14, do all things without grumbling, without disputing.
你是同边个怨言，同边个起争论？
Who are you grumbling with? Who are you disputing with?
我们是同神发怨言，同神起争论。
We are grumbling and disputing with God.
所以我们这个人本来都不愿意走十字架道路的，边个愿意走啊？
We are not willing to go on the way of the cross. Who would be willing to go?
但是当你能你就经过十字架，他说你要这样顺服啊，你要这样顺服啊。
But it here tells us this is how you are to obey. This is the way of the cross.
你们是这样顺服的话，里边神叫你，圣灵里边感动你，要这样做，最终你能够做出来，这个是经过我的挣扎。你们可能有怨言，但你不要怨言啊。你可能想争论，你们不要争论啊。
When the Spirit moves you to...at the beginning, and you go through the process, and then you do it at the end. During this whole process, do not have grumbling, do not have disputing. Because God wishes to complete His good will, not your will.
好夸到嗰日啊，神所做嘅一切冇空跑，冇徒劳。
So that on that day, you will not have run in vain, you will not have toiled in vain.
啊，我哋最怕我哋走咗一世人。我们空跑，我们徒劳。
that it would be a shame if we ran this entire course in vain and we toiled in vain.
到那天不单止你羞愧，你叹息。
Not only will that day you will regret, you will be ashamed.
圣灵在那里叹息啊。
The Spirit Himself will be grieved.
好叫这个我是保罗，意思是代表基督，代表圣灵啊。 哎呀，这个人唔得啦！我神里边几伤心啊，空跑啊，徒劳啊，可怜啊。
That if I were Paul and writing this, it would be such a shame. He would say, "Oh, he ran in vain. He toiled in vain."
但系神要我哋喺呢个世代里边，好似明光照耀。
But God wants us, desires for us to appear as lights in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我哋都知道神嘅旨意。
We, brothers and sisters, we all know God's purpose, His will.
但我们愿不愿意将我们放入神的旨意当中?
Are we willing to place ourselves into His will?
没有第二条路。
There's no other way.
唯有背起我的十字架，你要跟从主。
Only pick up your cross, follow Him.
背起我们自己的十字架，你要跟从他。
That we bear our own cross to follow after Him.
作成我们自己的救恩。
To work out our salvation.
自己所见证的道。
That the testimony of our the word of our testimony,
虽至于死,
unto death,
我都愿意付这个代价,
that we be willing to pay this price.
神从来不同我们妥协的,
that God never compromises with us.
愿意的人成为得胜者,
those who are willing will overcome.
大事小事，我们这样能够跟从主的, 这个很实际的, 我们能够成为得胜者。
And great things and small, if we're willing to be faithful, then we'll be an overcomer.
不愿意的人就不是得胜者。
Those who are not willing, then they will not overcome.
不单止有一天我们羞愧，有一天主都失望叹息。
Not only will we be ashamed, but that day the Lord will sigh as well.
愿主用着这些话给我们有提醒。
May the Lord use these words to remind us.
主啊愿意，主啊我们被你自己的话。 主要来到苏醒我们的灵,
Lord, may your own words awaken our spirit.
愿我们起来跟随羔羊而去,
that we would all rise up to follow after the lamb.
主要我们愿意你在哪里, 我们都在哪里,
that where you are, Lord, we would desire to be.
叫无论主走过十字架的道路好, 主要任何难处都好, 叫我们愿意你要跟随,
that whatever hardship, whatever way of the cross, we'd be willing to follow after you.
求主了怜悯,
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
我们好不好再唱诗歌？ 390首。
Can we sing one more time, hymn 390?
390。
Hymn 390.
Thank you.
唱402首。
Hymn 402。
我哋唱完呢首诗歌之后咧，有带领嘅带领我祷告，冇带领嘅我哋就散会食饭，好吗
？After we sing this hymn, if there's anyone who is led by the Spirit, please lead us in prayer. If none, then we'll break for lunch.
我哋多謝你，再一次喺我哋嘅心入邊説出，喺我哋嘅裏邊禱告感恩，奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
真主啊，真係感謝你過去嗰幾天，你嘅話就係話，不如為呢個世界充滿更新而變化，七染神聖嘅何為神全可喜悅嘅旨意。主啊，今日講台又再將呢個説話嚟俾我哋。主啊，實在真係喺當中你嘅提醒，再一次嘅提醒。主啊，真係叫我哋腦真係思想到，我首先嘅身份喺地上好多身份，但係首先嘅身份就係我屬於主，主基督係我嘅主。主啊，實在真係求你幫助，叫我哋真係喺裏面嚟到真係認定主你係我哋嘅首先，係我哋要跟隨嘅道路。我哋要願意幫助，能夠可以天天背起十架跟從你。多謝主你嘅話，禱告奉主耶穌嘅名。
主啊，實在係感謝你。主啊，我知道你係要極重嘅代價嚟到將我哋贖回。主，我哋好多時候係心裏願意，但係我哋嘅身體跟唔上。主，求你幫助我哋能夠真係有願意嘅心嚟到天天背自己嘅十字架嚟到跟隨你。我哋唔單止係要上天堂得榮耀，我哋願主你自己嚟到得著呢個榮耀，得著呢個滿足，叫我哋能夠真係能夠面對面見你嗰陣時，你稱讚我哋係忠心良誠嘅仆人。主，我哋願意嚟到天天背起我哋嘅十字架嚟到跟隨你。雖然我哋有時候軟弱，但係求主你嘅大能嚟到喺我哋嘅身嚟到運行，叫我哋能夠真係願意。主，一切都交喺你嘅手上，我哋願意，我哋能夠喺你嘅家入邊嚟到天天嚟到敬拜你，感謝你，禱告奉耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen。主，我哋感謝你，因為你係愛我哋嘅主。主啊，你係你先為我哋釘十字架。主啊，我哋都承認我哋係愛你，但我哋亦都承認，主啊，我哋係願意背起十字架。無奈，主啊，好多時候因為我哋自己嘅軟弱，所以以至到不能夠如願，但係我哋因此我哋向你求，向你禱告，求主叫我哋願意背起自己嘅十字架嚟跟隨你。
Amen。
但亦都唔係靠著我哋自己嘅一點點嘅意志，啊一點嘅努力，主啊完全係靠著你嘅恩典，主啊因此，主啊你要我哋做嘅。主啊，求你加俾我哋力量，好叫我哋能够完成主你自己嘅心意。
Amen。
多谢主，赞美你，奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen。
主耶稣，世界在背后十架在前头，引导我哋，催促我哋向着标杆直跑。我哋要得到神从上照我哋预嚟得嘅奖赏。No turning back, no turning back. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen。
亲爱的主耶稣，多谢你藉着弟兄再重重来到向我们说话。主要我们就是承认我们亏欠你的荣耀。主啊，我们求你真是赦免我们，又叫我们真是多谢主，真是对我们真是何等爱，何等的恩典。求主一直引导我们去到你的荣耀那里，将荣耀感谢归给主，祈祷奉主命。
Amen。